Blog Talk Radio.
Maria, she made me feel in me.
Guiding them,
He guided them. He guided Deborah as a judge to direct the children of Israel. He's all that. I don't tell you, I have learned that in leadership position, no matter what position that you may hold, I don't care if you're the only employee and you're running a business, God instructs you, even if you're not a leader or not in a supervisory position, God instructs us. He instructs us what to do and how to get the job done and how to get the work done. And I'm so grateful and so happy because he instructs and he guides, but it's up to us to be obedient and to listen to him. It's up to us to say, okay, God, this is the right instructions for me. This is what I should do. Hallelujah. So let's begin. So let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, I thank you and I bless you. I lift you up and I give you the highest praise, oh God. I thank you for God being God all day long. I thank you, God, for sitting high but looking low. I thank you, Father, that your arms is not too short to reach, God. And God, I just thank you. I thank you for your son, Jesus, dying across my sins, I may have everlasting life. Your word said, thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shall believe that you have raised your son Jesus from the dead. Thou shalt be saved. Romans 10:9, in Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Jesus 10:9, y'all. I just love that portion of scripture. For those who don't know our Savior, Lord, in Jesus Christ, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe that he raised his son Jesus from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Hallelujah. Ask him to come into your heart and save you. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory be to God. For those who are not sure of their salvation, you can always inbox me on HopeVictorious2 on Instagram, or you can email me at HopeVictorious2@gmail.com, or you can also inbox me on Facebook under Hope Victorious. Hallelujah. Wherever platforms you can reach me, tweet me. Hope Victorious. Tweet me. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And I will confirm, I will go over the plan of salvation with you. Hallelujah. Because he is a loving God and he's merciful. Hallelujah. Plenteous in mercies. Slow to anger, but plenteous in mercies. Hallelujah. All right. So Ezra 3:10, the word of the Lord reads, and when the builders laid the foundation of the temple of the Lord, they set the priests at their apparel with trumpets and the Levites, sons of Asaph, and cymbals to praise the Lord after the ordinance of David, king of Israel. And they sang together by chorus, and praising and giving thanks unto the Lord, because he is good, for his mercy endures forever towards Israel. And all the people shouted with a great shout when they praised the Lord. Listen, this is when it was laying the foundation. I don't know why the broadcast on that end is going out, but I'm going to keep on going. Amen. So those who are dialed in, you can always call. You can always come on my YouTube page under Hope Victorious, or jump on my Facebook page under Hope Victorious, because those who are dialed in, that broadcast is still ready to go out, but we're on Facebook, and that's not going out. So we bless God. Hallelujah. Sorry for any inconvenience, you guys. Amen. So the people shouted with a great shout when they praised the Lord, because the foundation of the house of the Lord was laid. So a great shout they made when the foundation of the house was laid. Because, see, before they built the temple, they laid the foundation, which was an altar and prayer. Hallelujah. Do you hear me? They laid down the foundations of it, which was an altar and prayer. Hallelujah. So they didn't do nothing before they start building the actual temple. They laid down the foundation. Hallelujah. First, and praise the Lord, and rejoice and shout it, and praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I just love it when you put your focus on prayer, when you put everything on prayer, because you know that's the foundation. Hallelujah, that's our foundation. I can't do nothing else but pray. Pray in the morning, pray in the middle of the day, pray in the evening, pray all day, because that's just what I do, because I love it. Pray that song, like that song said, praise is what I do. I love it. Amen. So I'm going to continue with verse 12, and it says, but many of the priests and the Levites and the chief of the fathers who were ancient men that had seen the first house when the foundation of this house was laid, before their eyes wept with a loud voice. So, see, there were some people that was left who seen the first temple. But when this temple was laid, they began to weep. This house was laid before their eyes, wept with a loud voice, and many shouted aloud for joy. So many shouted aloud for joy, verse 13, so that the people could not discern the noise of the shout of joy from the noise of the weeping of the people. For the people, hallelujah, Lord have mercy, they were all crying and weeping together, shouting with a loud shout, and the noise was heard afar off. Hallelujah. May God and the blessing of the reading his word. I read Ezra chapter 3, verses 10 through 13. It's amazing because that last scripture, verse 13, they could not even discern the difference between the weeping and the rejoicing because they were both overlapping each other. So this is when the foundation was laid. And see, for those, it said, who seen the first temple, that it was built, that Solomon built, it didn't look like the second temple that God called them to look, to build. But God was more into not the glamour of how the temple was, but he was more to the worship part of it. Isn't that something? How we put a lot of emphasis on stuff that's glamorous, but we're not looking at, you know, the big picture of it, where God is in the midst of that. Yes, we can be in places that's beautiful and elaborate, but God was like, I'm looking at your heart. I want the worship of man. I don't want you just to come to church because the church is beautiful. I want you to be here because I'm here. I want you to be here because you're worshiping me while you're here. And it's something because as I was reading the history of it, and it's so true because when God called you to a task and you start to build, if you into the passion of why you're building it, the passion because your business, how you want your business to thrive no matter what it is, you're not into the glamour part of it. You're just looking at how it's going to function, how it's going to meet the needs of the people. And that's where God's focus was. And because they see, and when you do that, you take your focus off of what somebody else has, what somebody else is doing that's like yours. You don't got to worry about that because your passion is solely, hallelujah, God. If your passion is solely for what God has blessed you with and your passion is solely so you can meet the needs of God's people or meet the needs of whatever audience or demographics or whatever geography place that you may be in to meet those needs of the demographic, then you ain't worried about what somebody else is doing. You're not worrying about what it looked like. But see, some of those who knew what the temple looked like when Solomon built it, yes, they said the diameter of the size of the building was almost close to be the same. But and yes, they had cedar and they brought in to actually build the temple. But when they looked at it, they said Solomon's temple had precious stone and gold. And this temple didn't have all of that. So that they began to, some rejoiced who knew the old temple, and some was happy because what God has placed in them to do, and it was successfully done. So they was rejoicing because sometimes when you don't know what you had, then how could you miss it? But those who had it and knew what the temple looked like when Solomon was there, who built the temple, was rejoicing over it and weeping because, Lord, look at this temple, don't look like that temple. We get so caught up on places that God has taken us and things that we're doing so we can't even focus. So maybe the dimension is the same, but this house don't look like the house that I just left. Maybe the car is the same, but it's still not the same brand as the other car that I was blessed with. But why not rejoice of what God has given to you now? Hallelujah. Because it's the reason why he shifts and do different things. But don't stop the work. And this is going to be a part two, which will be next week, and maybe a part three as well, because it goes further into the story of Zerubbabel. But it's something how some was rejoicing and some was weeping. But people of the stood afar off who heard it could not discern whether it was happy or whether they were sad. But those who didn't see the temple before the Solomon built, they was rejoicing because, hey, this is everything. But see, their focus wasn't on this should be more glamorous, because I know everybody heard about the temple that Solomon had built, how beautiful it was with precious stone and gold. But this one didn't have all of that. It didn't have all of that. What it was made with, was timber and cedar. It was made with timber and cedar. And the other, that the Solomon temple was made with gold and made with precious stones. So they like, okay, this is cedar and timber, but God was focusing on their heart and the worship. So they was not getting caught up in what the building looked like, but they was caught up in what God, how God blessed them. He was looking at their heart and concerned about their worship, and how we need to be concerned about the business that God is birthing through us, blessing us. No matter whether it's beauty products or whether it's houses or whether whatever your business may be on today, whatever products, whatever clothing line or whatever investment business that God has you with on today, don't look at what somebody else is doing. Focus on what God has given to you, because when you don't, you'll lose something. You'll start comparing what other folk have. Thank you, God. So they was comparing instead of rejoicing over how God blessed them and rejoicing over what God has given them. They were so caught up in what it looked like, but they couldn't even rejoice how the new blessing that God has given to them. And if you're not careful, you will stop stuff in midstream because it didn't look like how it used to look. So don't stop the work when God has called you to do a task. Yes, maybe your office don't look like how you envision it to look. Well, guess what? If that's where God blessed you and that's where he had you, accept it. God got your best interest at heart, because sometimes we can get caught up in the glamour of things instead of getting caught up in what God called us to do. Then you start comparing offices. Oh, well, my office don't look like their office. What are they supposed to? Because God bless you with how he wants you to be blessed. And sometimes those things get us so caught up when it's so elaborate. We get so caught up into what it looks like instead of being caught up into God. I learned to get caught up into God. Don't look at universities because this school looks beautiful on campus, the next school. But this school don't look as beautified as the other campus. This school has what you need. So look at what's needed and not the glamour of everything. God knew what he was doing when he told the Zerubbabel and the men to rebuild the temple. He knew what resources he gave them to do it with. He knows. God knows everything. Hallelujah. But trust God. But look at those comparing different things. They lost their focus because they began to weep instead of rejoicing that God has equipped my hands to be able to be strong enough to rebuild the temple. How about that? You know what kind of job that is, what kind of heavy work that is, and when you get done, you're going to weep and not rejoice. And everybody else is rejoicing and you weeping because it don't look like what the other car looked like, what the other business looked like, what the other people looked like. No, it didn't. But look where God has you and rejoice. And you lose your focus because you're not even thanking God now. You're not thanking God that he has given you a new place to worship. He has given you a new place to worship and lift your hands because you caught up in how that church looked but not how this church looked today. But maybe that church home can't give you what this church home can give you. But we don't look, we want to get caught up on the glimpse and the glamour of it. But God placed you where he feels like where you should be, where you're going to get the most. So when you relocate or when you shift, your shift may not look like the other place where you were. And certain things you got to get over. Don't you know God ain't slacking and he knows what he's doing? Huh? Because when you get caught up in what's glamorous around, you get caught up in all the stars and the twinkles of it and the glitter of it. All the glitter, not the stars, but the glitter of it. It could be the stars, too. The glitter of it. And when you get caught up in all of that, you lose your focus. You lose your focus. You lose what your purpose is. You lose your purpose. decisions, your mindset, and on your purpose. So don't get off track and don't stop the work because it's going to look like how it used to look. Things is different. I was showing my mother, my spiritual mother, Reverend Moore, about looking things looking different, looking foreign. But it's okay because it don't matter. I want to be where you are, God. Like that song, I want to be where you are. I just want to be where God is. Hallelujah. I just want to be where he's at. So place me, God, where you want me to be. I just want to be in you and be where you're at. If you here, I'm here. You there, I'm there. No matter what it looks like. No matter what looks like. What it looks like. So be encouraged on today and don't stop the work. Don't get off track. Refocus yourself. Get back on. It's okay if it don't look like how it used to look because it ain't supposed to look like that. God got you in a place where he know is good for you, where he know is beautiful to you, and be grateful for where he have you at. You got to be grateful. God blessed them enough to be able to rebuild the temple, but because we didn't have precious stone and gold in this one, and we have cedar and timber only in this one, it's not an only, because God is going to use you to the fullest. When you have to sit down on some stuff to be comfortable. Because sometimes we like to get too comfortable. So if I give you one of those plush chairs, you're going to get too comfortable. But if I give you a chair just enough to make you to be comfortable, but not enough to want to stay, you will get up and do the work. Hallelujah. You will get up and do the work. Because well, nobody want to sit in an uncomfortable chair or uncomfortable couch. You will get up and do the job. You may be good sitting there for like an hour or two, but after that you got to get up because it's a discomfort there somewhere. So God shifts you in places and puts you there where he knows you're going to, where you're going to get the work done. And those people who are in a glamorous place, it's okay for them, but it may be not okay for you. Because, see, God knows each and every one of us. And be grateful about how he has given us. You got to look at that cedar and timber, that place, the resource that he allowed or provided for you, and know that it's beautiful where I'm at. It's gorgeous where I'm at. You got to look at it how God looks at it. Because, see, God don't give you no junk and not going to give you any junk. Hallelujah. So be encouraged on today and don't stop the work. Get refocused and get back out there again. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen.